producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. Are you hungry for information? Are you desiring a good time? Well, let's see if we can put all this stuff together here. Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here. Ken Kessler following your images and thoughts on Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day. Trump. Where'd that come from? Twitter at Good Day Show. Trump at Good Day. Stats today, we have a statistics class every day pretty much here on the Good Day program, and today's stat, looking at the number of working American families and the number of people working and how much they're making. Did you know that 1 in 2 working Americans make less than $30,000 a year? This is information that's provided courtesy of the news media.
1 in 2, a.k.a. half.
Right. So this is to get you to not like the rich and to make sure that the poor are getting more of the rich's money. That's what this is all about. 51% of working Americans make less than 30 grand. Why? Why is that? Is that because that's all they're worth? Is that because that's all a company's decided to pay? How is it decided when you get a job?
The economy has changed, and instead of more jobs, we have more low-paying jobs.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? When you, Jennifer.
Yes.
Well, maybe Jennifer's not a good example because Richie's probably a good example of this. When you got your job there at as the operations guy at Radio America, you were offered a salary. Is that correct?
When I started here 19 years ago, mm-hmm. I was offered a part-time position at an hourly wage of $6 an hour.
Really?
You started hourly, too. Probably about that same amount, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so
now I'm up to $7.25.
Yeah.
I got you go, girl.
Now you're a highly paid executive.
That's right.
Have you negotiated each time you wanted? How do you arrive at what you're worth? How do you know what to expect for pay?
I take a bunch of things into consideration. I look at the economic health of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And
why should that be a concern to you?
Because I'm a part of this company. I grew up with it, and it is me. I am in just as much as you are. You and I have
made this network. If it weren't for me, this network would be out of business.
No, I would never take that. I'm more humble than that.
Okay.
But, you know, we've been a big part of this thing, and it's a part of me, so I don't want to take from it, which it cannot afford. That said, I know what the market value is for my job, mm-hmm. and I deserve to be paid it. So, but I will never forget when I first got into radio. I got out of the car business before. I didn't want to do it anymore. Wholesaling was just, I can't see myself doing this for the rest of my life. So I mm-hmm. just took the low end job doing nothing at any radio station. I worked at the 70 station, mm-hmm. and playing those wacky hits from 1975. And after a while, I went in at $6 an hour, and it was me and another girl who just graduated from college, and she was working there as an intern for $6 an hour. Well, and I went to Jack Alex, the program director. And after about 3 months, I said, I think I've proven myself here. I need a raise, and I need to, just so I can stick around. I really like it here. I know I'm helping you guys, and, I'd really appreciate it if you could find a little bit more money just so I can continue to stay here. Because mm-hmm. I'm 27 years old. I'm not 22. And he said, I'm paying you $6 and I'm paying her $6, and I don't really have any more money to give you. And I said, well, you do if you fire her and give me her money.
Look at Rich, cutthroat.
And he said, well, I'll have to think about that. Next day, let her go, and he gave me her money. I stayed for another 6 months, and then he realized he couldn't afford the $12 he was paying me and let me go, too.
So how do you like to be asked for a raise?
When somebody comes to you now and says, I need a raise.
Yeah, because I've been asked over the, you know, the last year or so by a couple of employees, and I'm curious. I'd like to give tips to people about how to actually ask for a raise. So I just am curious, as you guys who run small businesses of your own, how do you like to be approached for a raise?
I don't care. I just want you to come ask every now and then. If you don't ask, I'm bothered.
You're bothered, why?
Like our friend Michael Fortier, who worked here for years, never asked for a raise. And I always was bothered.
He didn't exactly have the personality to do it.
Well, but I want to know.
He's probably afraid that you wouldn't pay him, and he'd be asking for too much and more than he's worth, because that's the way he's
thought of us. I gave him a couple of raises while he was here.
Mm-hmm. You gave him, or he earned it?
Well, I mean, he earned it. You know, the guy worked hard, and he was dependable. He's no barn burner, but you know what? He did a good job.
Yep.
So I gave him a couple of raises.
He didn't
and
do
it was
a good
nothing,
job.
And he was, like, shocked. Like, oh, wow. And I'm thinking,
love employees like that, actually, that are grateful for the money that they get. Because a lot of times there's employees who just think, oh, well, I am owed this, or I deserve this.
But at the same time, that's the culture of what we live in America now.
Yeah, it is.
But if you never ask for it, I think you really don't want to be much. You really don't want to do much. You're not my guy to grow with us and be here 20 years down the road and really help the success of this company. I want somebody who wants to go get it.
But did you ever fire anybody because they didn't ask you for a raise?
Yeah, no.
No. They would sit there, but I would surpass them when it came to giving somebody else opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, you're the guy that's just going to kind of sit there and do your job every day. That's it. You're not going to...
I'd be happy with one of those guys. If you're done with those, send them my way.
Hey, you can have Fortier.
Mm-hmm.
He's apparently on the bench again.
Mm-hmm. Is he again? I thought that he was...
No, I think he's working somewhere.
Oh, he is? Okay.
All right.
He's a great guy.
He's a wonderful kid.
But know your value and try to better yourself. This is why I can't stand when people at McDonald's ask for $15. To better yourself by getting a better job.
Everybody out of business.
It just drives me just as nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. This, by the way, speaking of things that drive you nuts, if you're upset about the situation with the darkness coming quicker than you'd like it to, you'll be having to know daylight savings is this weekend. We enter into losing another hour of daylight.
Hey,
so here on the farm, it'll be dark at 4:30. Oy.
Yeah, but you get an hour this weekend.
Of sleep.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm interested in being able to work on the farm. The Hero of the Year Award, next in focus here on Good Day.
Get a tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks.
Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up.
Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everything green in here. Let's try it. I think we got it. Here we go.
Now, 16 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have Dr. Daniel Ivankovich with us, who is a finalist for this year's Hero of the Year Award from CNN. Voting will end on the 15th of next month. So, Dr. Ivankovich, welcome. You're a performer. What is the Hero of the Year? What is the aim of CNN in presenting this award?
Hey, good morning. This is Stefan. Thank you for hearing the story. You know, CNN has had about a decade-long record of every year showcasing everyday people doing some pretty extraordinary stuff. And this caught me out of left field here in 2015. I've been sort of working in Chicago for the past 20 years.
You're an orthopedic surgeon, right?
Right. I'm an orthopedic trauma and spine surgeon and also a blues musician. And we've been, you know, I've been growing up here and working in the west side Chicago, as you probably have heard through the news, has been the murder capital of America for the past few years. And I take care of a lot of people that society has ignored and forgotten. And I thought I was working under radar. I didn't realize people were looking. So it was quite an honor and a surprise that CNN came knocking.
Now, you played basketball. You're 6'11", is that right?
Yeah, when I have my high heels and I put my afro on, I'm 7'3", but around 6'11", yeah.
And you were, for whom did you play basketball?
Here in Chicago at Northwestern University.
Okay. So what got you thinking that surgery, orthopedic surgery, would be a good line, a good career move for you?
When I blew out my knee, I was had a promising career as a potential NBA candidate, and then with a blink of an eye, I was playing in Boston against Patrick Ewing's Boston Shootout team, and I collided with somebody in midcourt, blew out my knee, ACL, back in the 80s. It was horrible. And, you know, being a youngster and having your entire world change that quickly, it was very depressing. I was despondent and very, very sad for many months. And blues music was something that helped get me out of my shell. And I became very close with many legendary musicians from Chicago. And through that, I decided I wanted to, you know, do something positive. And medicine was my outlet.
So here's something that's been recorded by Dr. Ivankovich called Walking the Dog. You got a number of musical
blues
contributions that you can get by going to, I don't know whether the best place to go is Ivankovich.com let's see here, heroes.cnn.com. So let's turn this around so we understand why you're up for the Hero of the Year Award. As a surgeon, you have lots of opportunity to work on people that probably don't have a lot of money. And I understand that you've been helping people and not charging them.
Well, what happens is, you know, there's patients that are uninsured and there are patients that are underinsured. Even though people may have what we call Medicaid, about 99% of specialists like me do not accept it. So in Illinois, patients will drive 3 hours to see me for a spine evaluation, and on average, by the time a patient hits my clinic, they've been hung up on by 15 other doctors.
Great. And so is this a reflection on the healthcare system that we have today? What's going on
here?
Well,
you know, it's a real challenge because, you know, people think because they've got insurance that they're set, but just because you got a card that says you've got insurance and you've got what is Obamacare, it doesn't necessarily guarantee you will get a physician to accept you. So I think the system continues to marginalize poor people, and especially people of color in urban areas and in the rural areas too. Working poor have a very difficult time getting the care they need, and as a result, live shorter lives and are sicker than the average American.
And that was the philosophy behind Obamacare, even if it didn't come out that way. That was the original, at least that's what we were told, that was the sales pitch in order to get the thing through.
Well, yeah, to get the thing through, I think the problem was that patients have not been empowered, physicians have been left out of that mix, mm-hmm. and the people that are making record profits are insurance companies, and they continue to ration care.
Yeah.
And,
well, they're happy to tell you no. All right, so check out, we'll put some links up at DougStefan.com to your blues music, which is another interesting part or aspect of your personality. Dr. Ivankovich, good luck on November 15th as the Hero of the Year.
Every time I see you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So because he didn't have it in stock, he wanted to find out more about them. He did a little research, found they were playing at the Cavern Club. The Cavern Club was in Liverpool, wasn't that? That wasn't in London, if I remember
right.
Okay. It's up in the Liverpool, yeah. They were Liverpudlians. So he went up there, he saw them, and he signed them. He wanted to be their manager, and he was just having a couple of days, and he kind of dropped the silver part. They just were called the Beatles. This is a great story. However, it appears to not have much of a factual basis, Kenny. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, there's two problems with it. The first is that because he owned a record store in London, it's very unlikely that he was not familiar with this up-and-coming band, the Beatles.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that this song, the Beatles, were actually backing up a new up-and-coming pop singer named Tony Sherrod, and he's the one who's singing lead. So this was really his song. It's them singing the doo-doo-doos and playing the instruments in the background.
The doo-doo-doos, the da-da-da's, the deep-deep-deep. Okay, so there's the story, the real story. But Brian Epstein was their manager for a while. Quite a while, yes. As a matter of fact, from what I remember. Enough to make sure he was plenty rich. He was one of the players getting Ringo to sign up as the drummer, because Peter Best was the first Beatle, drummer, if I remember correctly, right?
Yep.
And something happened to him. I think he was sick or something, and they saw somebody. I think Epstein saw Ringo playing and said, why don't you try this guy?
I think...
Yeah, Pete wasn't sick. He just wasn't very good.
Well, there you go. And Ringo.
He had a problem with Paul and John, right? Getting all the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Isn't it amazing? These kids were 16 years old when they got started. And they had it then. And both Ringo and Paul have it now.
But you know why they had it then, Doug? Is because they did backup stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And they played at a strip bar in Germany for 3 or 4 years. They would get called to play for 3 or 4 months at a time. 10 hours and 12 hours a day.
On it all the
at
time.
The strip. Yeah. So they would just, it was like practicing for 12 hours a day at this strip club, because they had like 30 songs, and then they're like, okay, well, we've played all those 30 songs, what do we do now? So then they would just kind of goof off and let's try this and let's try, while on stage at the strip club.
Yeah.
And they did that for 3 or 4 years for 10 or 12 hours a day for 3 or 4 months
at
a time.
Yeah.
And that is why they are such geniuses, is because they just practiced. Mm-hmm. Just
at it all
played
the time.
Around.
And got
but you know what?
To practice.
Yeah. But then they really, the fact that they were together and they gelled musically the way they did for the next, what, 6, 7 years, and that they came up with some of the creativity that they did, that's another one of those things that's not an accident. It's like most other things in life, you may think they're coincidences, but they really aren't. I mean, the fact that these four guys
are supposed to be together. And
absolutely.
Don't forget him.
Just like you and I are supposed to be together.
Absolutely.
Aw, okay, man.
And Jennifer and Kenny, too. 28 after on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
We're 100% certain it's going to rain eventually. And we know it's going to get dark tonight. Because we feel good these things will happen. NAPA's taking up to 30% off select headlamps and wiper blades. Plus up to $10 back after mail-in rebate when you buy a pair. Big savings on headlamps and wipers. Bet you didn't see that coming. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 11/14/15.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Time this weekend,
yeah.
And I told him he should periscope it. So we can all watch how that goes.
Yeah. But do I need a one
man?
Of those selfie sticks to hold the,
yes.
the thing
yeah,
out so they can watch me as I'm walking down
man
the street?
Man versus
with.
Baby.
Right. You'll be good with it because you're still a goofy, so he'll like you until he doesn't. And then
no, he likes me now already.
Right. But until he gets, you know,
he'll like you until
hungry
he
or.
Right. You're so profound.
That's what
he's teething now. And that's apparently right. Not sleeping too well.
Right. Kids love you until they don't.
Right.
Because something else pops up and now it's annoying them.
Right. It's in my teeth are bothering me.
Right.
Anyway, for those of you who don't know, Miles is my 10 and a half month old grandson. And I'm trying to spend more time with him the reality is he's in Los Angeles where my daughter and my son are. And when I say that, it sounds like I'm almost saying that he's my grandson through my daughter and my son. But in a sense, my daughter's husband, and both of them are very busy, very active. They both are profs at UCLA. Megan has a side business as a tutor, and she runs book clubs for women. I mean, she's got 97 things that she's doing. But they decided among the three of them that there would be no outside influences on this baby. They don't want to put him in daycare.
Uh-oh, this is an all-Stefan baby.
This is an all-Stefan baby. And so when I'm there, I have tried to spend as much time with him, but he's not going to remember me. I haven't been there for 6 weeks, so he's not going to remember me from the last time I was there. But as soon as he becomes familiar and understands that you're a part of whatever his life is his bedroom, the dogs, his mother, his father, and his uncle, and then whatever is in the environment around him. He seems to like to go out in the car. He's a very good traveler, loves to be out in public. They've taken him to England. They've taken him around the state of California. He has not been any hassle at all. And I don't say that to sound like a jerk old proud grandparent. It just seems that his personality at this point is very cooperative, and he's not. And both my children, Brendan actually cried more than Megan did. Megan didn't cry much as a child. She pooped a lot, but she didn't cry.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh, I hope she's listening.
I know.
And Brendan.
I'm going to send her a link to this.
Oh, yeah, good. Brendan was a little fussier for whatever. Who knows why children are. Richie, do you remember, did your mother tell you you were fussy, or Jennifer, did your mother tell you were fussy, or
I was
the perfect child?
My mom told me that I was actually a really good baby, that I didn't cry a lot, but that I never wanted to sleep. Like, I always wanted to be awake and looking at people.
Right.
And,
wow, that's what this kid's all about.
Yeah.
He's awake all the time. Kenny, what do you remember your mother telling you about you?
That she didn't want to talk about it. I wonder what that means.
One of those babies.
Oh, really? That is pretty, that's kind of funny. Anyway, so just that's what I
said, that I wasn't a problem.
No,
my
My
brother was kind of colicky, so he was a crier.
What does that mean, by the way, as a non-mom?
A lot of
you'll
gas.
Hear colicky
stomach
gas.
Issues. Yeah.
Gas.
You know, I'll tell you the way to do it. You know, we had Sean back in 2004, and that first 3 months, as any parent will tell you, it's trying.
Yep.
And then
we
get to that
sleep.
Next 6 month period. That at 6 months, that's when they start sleeping overnight,
mm-hmm.
and sleeping for 6 and 8 hours at a time, and that's when you're like, oh. Thank you. But my daughter, whew.
She's nothing but energy. It's on with her. The switch is on all the time.
Yeah,
with
yeah, yeah. But adopted her at 11 months old, let somebody else deal with those first 6
yeah.
months.
Pick him up.
Way to go, man.
Pick him up at the store at 11 months.
I'll take that one.
All right, so I'm getting right in then on the ground, on the right level, Richie, because he has not been my charge until this week.
The first 6 months is tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really glad you're going to spend some time with them, though, Dougie, because you know what? Now is when they start getting really fun.
The
personality's coming out.
Yeah.
They're smiley.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Maybe I'll bring him over to the big
I would love to meet him. I would love it.
He really is.
He's not really mobile yet.
Well, he is. He's now gotten himself so he can get up. He's driving him crazy.
Right.
Because he's scurrying around the floor. He finds something to jump up on or to hold on to.
He was driving. Like, wow.
Can he pull himself up yet?
Yes.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
And he's with, and the two dogs are there, and he's pulling on the dog. The one thing is that he doesn't have any fear of the dogs barking or noise, whatever is going on with the dogs. He's used to it, and he's fine. He's not upset by a lot of noises and things. And they say the reason was because the dogs were around when he was in the womb, and he heard all the noises when he was in the womb, and he became adjusted to it, so it didn't bother him outside the womb. And he would pull on their tails and yank on their ears, and they don't do anything.
The dogs understand.
Yeah. Well, these dogs, Megan's dog is a little more annoying than Tony's old dog, but the dogs are really quite good. And that's what you need. You're going to have, I think dogs around children are very important.
It's actually good for their immunity.
It's good for their immunity, but it's also good for their adjustment.
I know the reason I'm allergic to dogs now is because I just didn't have them as a kid.
Yeah.
Well, say if you have a dog and your kids get used to pet dander at young ages, it prevents all of that stuff.
I think that's true, Richie. There's a lot in that oil. It's the oil from the skin. A lot of other things that we try to keep our children from that we ought not to be because you are affecting the building up of their immune system. The story of Johnny Hodges. Johnny Hodges is a 90-year-old U.S. war veteran who has been living for 35 years on Social Security. He also has a home that he bought with his wife. His wife, he never owned a home until his wife got Alzheimer's, and he bought a home so that he could take care of her. They lived in apartments and stuff. But now he's facing eviction. And so on the GoFundMe site, which I am a big supporter of, I think it's a wonderful place to help people, the creativity. It's sort of like a crowdfund for a nonprofit world or for people or organizations that need help that are helping others. So this cry for this fellow went out a couple of months ago. Thousands of people came together on GoFundMe. Johnny is now going to be able to pay off his mortgage. He has $110,000 raised by 2,141 people in the past couple of months. His wife has Alzheimer's, and he doesn't want to put her in a home.
Mm.
He wants to take care of her. So that's why he bought this house. He came because of the treatments for her and what it is costing. He didn't have a lot of money. So before he had a little money, a little Social Security, they were okay until she started getting the treatments for Alzheimer's. And when he faced eviction, the story became, but the guy's 90 years old. His wife's 89. And he's taking care of her and there's nobody else involved. Why shouldn't we encourage that in America? Instead of taking it away from us, why wouldn't, if you're wanting to take care of your spouse.
Yeah, and if you can, why
and
not?
And if you can physically and mentally and emotionally, why would you be penalized? Oh, we've got to get them into the system. Screw the system. This is family. This is home. This is reality. Let him take care of his wife, for God's sakes, and stay the hell out of it. And I don't see how you can argue with this 90-year-old man taking care of his 89-year-old wife.
That's very sweet.
Oh, my God. It is really an amazing... But these are the kinds of things that you find at GoFundMe that are really kind of cool. So, we have that. And here's another... I don't know what to do with this. And I sometimes put correlative things together conversationally and expect Jennifer and Richie and Kenny to have a comment. And that's really what I... Sometimes when I present something, I may give you my opinion, I may not, about it. Here's something that I just don't understand. You may or may not heard this week about this Virginia man who has cerebral palsy. He was on a United Airlines flight.
Yeah.
That landed at Reagan Airport, and they didn't. He needed a wheelchair.
No excuse for this.
And they didn't bring him a wheelchair. They failed to offer him any kind of assistance at all. So he crawled off the plane. Can you imagine how bad United looks? Mm. Appropriately so.
I don't understand how that's possible. They have wheelchairs parked at almost every
gate. You have to trip over them when you go out the gate when you get off the plane.
Getting off my plane from Prague, there must have been 20 wheelchairs.
Did they know he needed one?
His name was Darcy Neal. He waited for flight crews to bring him an outsized chair to help him disembark after he landed. He had a wheelchair when he got onto the plane at the other end. So they knew, you know, they have a record. How many wheelchairs? When you hear the plane land, you always hear the guy picking up the lady picking up the speaker in the background. How many wheelchairs you need? It's 3, 4, 2, whatever it is. So they had the list. They knew there were a couple of other people that needed wheelchairs. But they didn't bring one for him. So he said, I don't have time. I got to get off. He said, I decided to get out, and I crawled down the aisle of the plane to get off. How in the world is United that stupid?
I said, we made a mistake and told the agent that the aisle chair was no longer needed, mm-hmm. and it was removed from the area.
Mm-hmm. What did they tell the passenger, though? They didn't tell him anything. They told the crew, but they didn't tell the passenger. So he keeps waiting for the... and asking about it.
They arranged for the chair to be brought back, but by the time they brought it back...
He crawled
already,
off.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Damage had been done. Anyway, it's just one of those things. Just one of those things, as they say. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 44 past the hour.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Women are considered old 5 years before men, according to Allure magazine, but we can turn back the clock. Turns out the key to a youthful glow is the foundation you use. Veteran makeup artist and Luminous Air brand ambassador Heather Boswell has tips on how to achieve a flawless look and what to avoid when you're applying makeup.
The number one mistake women make is using too much foundation. And now there's an easy way to avoid that with airbrush makeup. Once a makeup artist and celebrity secret, it looks natural and can take 10 years off your look. Luminous Air Supremacy gives everyone that airbrush finish. Its air delivery is 10 times lighter than your typical liquid foundation, and it has the convenience of an easy spray-on format.
Now everyone can have youthful, flawless-looking skin.
All it takes is a shake and a spray. There's even an airbrush blush and body shimmer to finish your look. Luminous Air Supremacy is lightweight and smooth, making it perfect for every day and a smash hit for your next night out on the town.
The line debuts on QVC and is available beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern on October 27th.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. More information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, 47 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I are talking about this fellow who was on the United flight from San Francisco to Washington, and he had to crawl out of the plane, and United apologized, and they made it good, and yada, yada, yada. But wait.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
So he had to crawl out of the plane because he had cerebral palsy, and they did not, they thought that they didn't need the wheelchair, so they sent it away, and by the time they got the wheelchair back to the plane to help him, he had crawled out.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of got out and got a wheelchair out the gate and left, and that was the end of it. But one of the flight attendants on the plane felt really bad and reported it to United herself. That's when they reached out to him and offered him, apologized, and offered him a $300 credit and whatnot. And then guess what happens, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
The phone starts ringing.
Lawyers, lawyers.
Got it. And they say, hey,
you want to sue United?
So he says, you know, it might be good just to bring awareness for this. So now the lawyers are getting involved. But it sounds like the flight attendant on this flight did the right thing.
Yeah.
They felt bad. They reported it themselves to try and fix the situation so that it
But even
happen.
The headline twists the story around a little until you read into it.
Well, you know, it's funny like because the part about the flight attendant actually reporting it themselves is in the next to last paragraph.
Yeah, right.
So you read the first four paragraphs, and it's all just United. Mm-hmm. And then you read down to the end, and where you see somebody actually tried to do the right thing.
Black Friday. Already, people are thinking about Black Friday. It doesn't happen until the Friday after Thanksgiving. It's like 33 days away. Story of a Florida man at DougSteffen.com today who started his Black Friday camp out today, saying his efforts are about more than a new TV. He's trying to raise awareness for homeless children. Kevin Sutton is his name. Set up his tent outside the Best Buy at Orlando's Florida Mall. The annual Black Friday sale, he says, is a great time to give attention to this problem. And so if you want to buy a new TV at a discounted price, great. Put the money that you save toward helping the needs of homeless children. Not a bad idea. You think it's a good? I think it's a good idea. There are 13,000 homeless children in Central Florida. He says he wants to help them out. Camp out to raise awareness of youth homelessness and youth Hunger is another big problem.
You know what else
country.
Is a great idea?
What else?
REI will close all of their stores on Black Friday.
Are they going to close them, or they're just not going to offer
Friday?
Deals?
They're closed.
They're closed.
So they are.
Their employees can have the day off and be outside, which is their whole...
Wow.
That's their whole thing. It's an outdoor store.
Yeah.
So they say, you know what? We don't want our people working. We don't want you in our stores. We want you to go outside. We want you to enjoy the day.
We don't want you to come to our stores.
How dumb is
they're
that?
They're not even
they're
going to
lose
take
out.
Online orders that day.
Really?
Aim. Come on, REI.
No, it's they say we're not Macy's. It's not going to kill us to be closed on Black Friday.
We're not Macy's. Right. This is a good ad. So we're not Macy's.
And you never will be.
51 after.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
It's 53 at the hour. It is now Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and
I
are
joined. Because I just got a bunch of emails from, I got one from Marco Rubio and Ben Carson on the same breath. Yeah, maybe Greg can help me.
I think they have the same political consultant.
Maybe.
We're leaving that in the dust. Greg Steffen is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. There are always things going on. I have stacks. I could go on with you literally for the whole program. Seriously. We could do nothing but technology from now until the end of the program.
A lot of news.
And can I grab a cup of coffee before we get started?
Yes, you may. You have 60 seconds to do it from right now.
Oh, there's an app for that.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so Greg Stephan is here. We have a story at dougstephan.com today that's trending about a website that will happily let you know if anybody died in your new home. Obviously, the pitcher for the Royals last night didn't have his iPhone with him, or he would have known that his father had died before the game. Said, that's how this works, right? Isn't this new website supposed to give you that information, or is this about checking out real estate before you buy it?
Suddenly, it took me a minute, Doug. I was just going.
I'm giving a little slice to the.
When they say in the house, they don't mean in the house. They mean in the house. So the website's called Died in House, and by the way, there's going to be a subsidiary website called Pet Died in House. There's going to be a divorce website called Love Died in House. I mean, they've got a whole chain of websites coming out. But some people want to know that. They're going to be willing to pay $11.99 per search to find out if the house they're thinking about buying or the apartment they're thinking about moving into has ever had someone who died there, because that's probably a significant
accidental death, suicide, murders, all that stuff.
And in some states, actually, realtors are required to disclose that if they know.
Well, the older the house, the more likely that is to happen.
Well, I don't know about the murder part, but yes, death in general, yes.
Yeah.
I live in a 111-year-old house, and I'm pretty sure a few people have croaked here.
Somebody did something there.
I grew up in a house that's 300 years old, and there were plenty of moldy oldies. As a matter of fact, the people who live in it now think my father is still there.
Oh. Do you ever feel him there?
Say what?
Did you ever feel him there?
In my house, no. In that house, I've seen pictures of him that were taken by spook experts. That's another whole business. That's an official title.
Is this part of the tech stuff that you wanted to talk about?
Nice to meet you. I'm Doug Stephan, spook expert.
Could we save this for Friday? The day before Halloween?
We'll save it. Meanwhile, the LA Times reports today that a drone crashed into wires near Sunset Boulevard yesterday afternoon, knocking one of the wires to the ground and cutting power to about 700 customers. Here we go. Drone crashes. And there will be a separate every night on the news. Drone news.
The drone report.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have just one word to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, oops.
Oops. Right.
Two words. Sorry.
Okay, so Walmart has applied to the FAA to begin drone testing, so they'll be able to use package delivery like, who's going to do that? Amazon.
So here's the thing. Amazon has said, every time there's a big news story about drones being allowed for commercial purposes, Amazon says, we're locked and loaded and ready to go. And I think that's half true, but I think there's the other half they're not telling you. Because if you're going to do drone delivery, you need two things. You need the drone system. You also need the inventory. And Amazon does not have that. Walmart does.
Amazon doesn't have inventory?
Well, not next to your house.
I ordered a book from Amazon on Friday, and it got delivered yesterday.
Well, right, but it wasn't close enough to your house to deliver it by drone. Walmart has that.
And if I saw a drone, I'd shoot it down. 59 past is Greg.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.